In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Yeah, baby.
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 60s.
Here is a song written by Jimi Hendrix and recorded in 1968 for the third Jimi Hendrix Experience album, Electric Ladyland. It is based on the Muddy Waters blues song, Rolling Stone, but with original lyrics and music. Put on your headphones and enjoy Voodoo Child. What can I say?
Oh, I'll tell you what I can say. Oh, I can't stand Jimi Hendrix. You didn't warn me. If you would have warned me faster, I could have gotten out of the room.
I wanted to surprise you.
Yeah, well, you did. Surprise. This 1964 recording by the Shondells, later reissued in 1966 under the band's new and more successful incarnation of Tommy James and the Shondells, is the best-known version, reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1966. Enjoy listening to Hanky Panky.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
Tommy James is still around, too. He's a disc jockey on satellite radio.
Really?
He's still around.
Oh.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
The year 1853. A chef in Saratoga Springs invents a new snack food. The potato chip. Now, General Mills invents a shapely new snack. Whistles. A whistle is a hole full of air with a cheese crust around it that crunches. You eat whistles for lunchtime, munchtime, snack time, anytime. Try new whistles. Suddenly, snacks are in great shape.
Yeah, there was bugles, whistles, and daisies. And bugles is the only one that survived.
And we still eat them today.
Exactly. Coming up is a song recorded by The Who.
Who?
Who.
Who.
Exactly.
Who.
It was released as a single in July of 1968 and reached number 25 on the Billboard Top 10. Hop on board the Magic Bus.
Takes me to you.
Too much magic bus.
I'm so nervous I just sit and smile.
Too much magic bus.
Your house is only another mile.
Too much magic bus.
Thank you, driver, for getting me here.
Too much magic bus.
You'll be an inspector, have
no fear. I want it. Broken sand, sixpence every day, just to drive to my baby. Broken sand, sixpence each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
When initially released, My Next Song shot to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1962. It was recorded by Chris Montez. Here's Let's Dance. All you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
My next song is by the Yardbirds. It was one of the first popular psychedelic rock songs.
Ooh.
Released as a single in February of 1966, it reached number 3 on the Billboard Top 10. Here is Shape of Things.
Shapes of things before my eyes, just teach me to despise. Will time make man more wise? Here within my lonely frame, my eyes just hurt my brain, but will it seem the same? Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than today? Now, the trees are almost green, but will they still be seen? Destroy these lands, don't make them desert sand. Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than
you guys are in luck today.
Hmm.
I have another Tommy James and the Shondells.
Oh boy.
Record.
Oh boy.
I like Tommy James. Here's a song that was released in late 1968 as a rough mix after a radio station leaked it. It spent 16 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, reaching number 1 in February 1969. The single has sold 5 million copies, making it the group's best-selling song. Listen to Crimson and Clover.
Now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and Clover. Come walking over.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Vegetation Therapy Center. In these hectic times, plants are suffering from more stress-related illnesses than ever. So if you've got a neurotic rhododendron, an hysterical hibiscus, or a forlorn fern, call Ed's Vegetable Therapy Center today. Ed's, we help plants cope.
Last Time Around is the third and final studio album by the band Buffalo Springfield, which was released in July of 1968. Although the band itself was essentially broken up and the album was put together from previous recordings, it was done to fulfill the band's last contractual obligations to its record label. Enjoy On My Way Home. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.